With the federal government's General Services Administration informing the Biden team that the transition process can begin. I don't know if Biden can start measuring the windows in the White House for curtains, but it seems like President Trump is starting to accept that he might have lost the election and needs to exit the White House, or has he? There are still legal challenges going on, and Galen Druk with 538.com is here to help us sort through all this. Galen, even though a Trump tweet seemed to be the start of this transition process, in that same tweet and in follow-up tweets, President Trump made sure to point out that the legal challenges continue. So which signal do you think we should be paying attention to?
Well, I think that what is happening at this point is what many expected would eventually be the case, which is that President Trump will not concede defeat, and he will not say that he lost. He'll continue to say falsely that, you know, there was election fraud that led to his defeat. And as we've seen from all the, you know, cases that they've brought in court, there's no actual evidence for that. However, you know, fundamentally, there will be a transition of government. And so the GSA is moving forward, and President Trump is, you know, allowing his administration to liaise with the Biden camp so that there can actually be a transition. But I don't think that many people expect that President Trump will ever actually concede that he lost the election, both in the Electoral College and on the popular vote level. I mean, he has actually never conceded that he lost the popular vote in 2016. He maintained, even after winning the Electoral College, that there were 3 million illegally cast ballots in California, again, there is no evidence for. And so, you know, I think that what we all long expected to happen is now happening. But it's still important to acknowledge that this, you know, this is not how most high functioning democracies work. A cornerstone to a functioning democracy is all parties, winners or losers, accepting the results of elections.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking with Galen Druk of 538.com, trying to help us sort out the possibility of a transition. And transition or no transition, it's going to happen, right? But Joe Biden has been moving forward with his cabinet picks, no matter how long this transition has taken. What signal is he sending with the people who he's announced already? Alejandro Mayorkas, by the way, is going to be the first Latino and the first immigrant to lead Homeland Security. What are the other picks saying?
I think in large part his picks are saying, essentially reinforcing the message that his campaign ran on, which is a return to normalcy. A lot of people will recognize the names that are being put out there as people who were in the Obama administration. And obviously during the primary and during the general election, Joe Biden talked plenty about, you know, the Obama administration during which he was vice president. And also kind of, you know, his message overall in the election was to restore the soul of the nation, kind of a going back to when things were simpler, when you know, political rhetoric was not so divisive, et cetera. And I think in large part, he's not signaling a move towards the progressive camp within the Democratic Party. I know that Elizabeth Warren, for example, was lobbying to be Treasury Secretary. Obviously, that's not the case. It will be Janet Yellen. And so, you know, I don't think that any of the choices so far are particularly surprising.
All right. He's kind of going to be the anti-disruptor, as Trump was the disruptor. And that includes not allowing the far left to disrupt. All right.